Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
If there's ever a reason to stay online for boring announcements, which I don't think mine are ever boring, today is the day you would want to do that. And we'll have some fun here. So enough of that stuff. Wanda?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I almost had a little panic attack there. My heart skipped a beat because I heard about a half a second more of dead air than I wanted to. I was hoping we still had you. And that means I know Elaine's on the line as well, right?
Yes, I'm okay. Here.
Well, let's go back and for those of you who are new to Saturday AM Line, usually we have a guest that shares their unique story, but today I really, really, I just need to keep all things honest and real. My upline, Ruth Williams, said, Vance, you need to get both Elaine and Wanda on the line at the same time. I went, okay, I'll listen to my upline. She's giving me such great advice and wisdom. And Elaine, I'm going to let you have the floor first. Talk about when you first met Wanda, and then I'm going to have Wanda share her story.
Well, we were at an event at a restaurant that Suzanne was at. The lady was MS in my group, and Wanda came as a guest. And I have heard a lot about her. And boy, I tell you, I could tell right from the beginning. She sat there, and she was enthusiastic. She was up and down out of her chair asking questions, and she could not believe how good Suzanne was doing. And that was my first impression of Wanda, and she's in her early 80s, and what an energy bunny.
And I need to ask, because I don't know much about Suzanne, but you said, I think you mentioned MS, correct?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And Wanda, you've known Suzanne for a few years, I'm guessing.
Yes, I've known her for many years, and she's just a dear person, and I felt so bad that she had this MS. She kept deteriorating to the point where she could barely walk any distances, and she had to rest most of her life. She was not living at all. Well, I received an email from Suzanne telling me about this meeting, and that she was up and about, and she was walking, and I thought, oh, this is impossible to believe, because they just don't do that much for MS. All they do is maintain with drugs and what have you, and they just deteriorate. Well, I also have a niece who has MS. I thought, I've got to go and find out about this. And, of course, anything Suzanne told me, I believe, because she's that type of a person. So when I went to this meeting and saw progress and her whole personality was bubbly and wonderful, and she was up and about and walking. It was really almost impossible to believe. So, of course, I was totally impressed then. And as I said, I went initially because I thought maybe I could help my niece. As a result, I started using the product, and it helped me. I'm fortunate that even at my age, I have very few problems. I have arthritis, which is painful. But, of course, the magnets, the nutrition, everything has helped me to where I don't have my pain.
Now, Wanda, I want to throw out here, because Elaine opened the door with saying MS, and we always want to be careful. As Dr. Oz went before a Senate hearing this week, I think to reestablish the value or the importance, we don't make medical claims. We never have, we never will. To say that the Nikan Solutions will cure or aid somebody struggling with MS, or it'll take away all your arthritis pain. We just don't say that.
That it doesn't help you.
No, I think we just simply say that you, more than likely, about 100% of the time, you come in contact with something that God designed for your body to have contact with. The term is earthing. You're going to have a coincidence, and we seem to happen about 100% of the time. So it's a pretty favorable percentage that you're going to have one of those coincidences, but that's different than, you know, making a claim. But I want to ask you this, Wanda. You said you went because you wanted to help your niece.
Correct.
Because she was looking at doing Nikan as a business, or you just wanted to help get an order and underneath
it? She has MS.
Oh, your niece has MS as well?
Yes.
Okay. So just basically, to her that, hey, I'll check this out to make sure it's good for you, or what was your thinking in
happening? Well, I was going to see if it helped Suzanne, and then I was going to introduce it to my niece.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha.
See if she was interested in working with this product and see if it could help her.
Okay, I gotcha. So you jumped on board, or let me back up a little bit. You go to this meeting at this restaurant. You meet Elaine for the first time. And
yes.
Was it Elaine's persuasive wording? Was it an energy test? What grabbed your attention?
Well, Elaine does very good presentations. She does not make any medical claims. And I didn't realize I was, because I certainly know that that's not part of our system here. And her presentation, she introduced the product, she told us about the company, and I liked her personality, I liked who she was, and what her goals were in life, and what Nikan has done for her also. So that's what convinced me that maybe I should get involved in this.
Okay. And Elaine, you already shared about that you were looking forward to meeting Wanda because you've heard about her. I believe if I understand the story correctly, this was just less than 2 months ago, April 29th, is that correct?
March 29th.
Oh,
yes.
March 29th.
Yes.
Okay, so I got you. I'm sorry, so I was off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you jump on board, and what did you do to get started, Wanda?
Well, I have been around for a long time, you know.
Elaine said early 80s. It's 83, correct?
That's correct, yes. I taught school for 25 years. I'm a musician. And I retired from teaching and had a bridal business for 20 years, which was very successful. I sold that in 97. And I know many, many people, and many people know me. So it was just so easy to share my experiences with them and get these people to come to our events and learn about Nikan. And I did have a few of them in my home. I had one, especially the first one in my home, which was very successful. These were personal friends. And I think I signed up 3 consultants that night. So I think I'm convincing, and my credibility seems to have been proven in the area.
Okay.
And so I have 5 directly under me, and now I have a total of 11 in 2.5 months, and I'm hoping to go silver this month.
Wow. Okay. So I wanna rewind the tape here a little bit, because you said several things that I find interesting, because you talked about being a teacher for 25 years, having a successful bridal business for 20, and if I'm doing the math correctly, that was 17 years ago when you sold that. What have you been doing for the last 17 years?
Well, I've done a variety of things. I had to learn how to play. I didn't know how to play. I didn't know how to work. So my friends were very cooperative there. I played bridge, traveled, and I've traveled all over the world many times. I went back to work for a few months. I worked some retail. I worked some bridal. I've just done a number of things, and I substituted, went back to teaching. And each thing didn't last too long. I just was a little bit bored.
Okay.
And really, I haven't been doing too much this year other than playing bridge and golf.
Okay, so basically, to use a modern-day term, you were kind of running through a bucket list of things.
That's right.
And you hook up with Elaine. I'm curious, you also mentioned that you dealt with arthritis. Inevitably, unless we're the perfect specimens and we follow everything that Dr. Oz says, or, you know, any other guru out there, we're going to deal with something, because our bodies are not infallible. They will start to break down. You mentioned arthritis. How bad was your arthritis?
Well, my legs were the worst. I had pain in my hands, and my legs going up and down the steps was very, very difficult for me. Walking in a straight line, I was pretty good at it. Probably couldn't walk great distances, but when I did a cruise, I was able to walk the ship, you know. But the pain was getting on very, very uncomfortable.
Okay. And you hear Elaine make this presentation, you think, okay, I'm gonna do this, and what were you expecting, and how long did it take for the results to take place?
Actually, I got the insoles and the strides and the back flex immediately, and you know, I felt almost immediate relief.
Okay.
Which shocked me. And of course that convinced me to get on board. And I didn't get on board, I mean it wasn't very long that I did get on board, but I did get on board, soon after that. I thought if this shows improvement in this short period of time, imagine what it could do if I used more of the products.
You used the term get on board and more of the products. And so what was the next step for you? Because I have to think that, and I think back to myself being introduced to Nikan almost 23 years ago, that we're all kind of, even though you heard the numbers, the history of the company, you know, almost 40 years, 40 different countries we're doing business, estimated over $25 billion in sales, we still, as human beings, were skeptical. And it sounds like you kind of were going through that process, well, maybe I'll start with a few things and then see what happens, and you got on board. Explain that. What did you say? Okay, I got it.
Concur. I was very skeptical, and that's my nature. Things have to be proven to me. But Elaine is a very convincing.
And Elaine, you can jump in here at any point and defend yourself if you want to.
I like doing demos. I really like doing demos and getting people involved.
Okay.
And when I was in Florida at the Royal Alliance, I think it was it you or was it Brody Creaney that was doing the all those demos in that room?
It had to be Brody, and I get confused, and people think I'm him on a regular basis. I've even collected money for some of the sales, some of the tools that he's produced, and said, thank you very much. And I just put it in my pocket like I was him, and, well, I later gave it back to him with a small handling fee, but no, I was unable to make it to that event. But so you like doing demos?
Yes, he was fantastic at the Royal Alliance, and he just went around the room, and he got people involved, and wow, it really impressed me with that big group, what he did. And I you know, I did demos before, but boy, to see that in that big room with all those people get excited, I thought, you know what, I make a comment when, you know, first I kind of go over some charts and I talk about Nikan, and when I get into the demos, I look at everybody and I say, you know, I want to have fun. And I said, do you want to have fun? And they shake their head, and I said, well, to have fun, we all have to get involved. And then they just kind of sit there and stare at me, you know. They're kind of like, uh-oh, what did I just get into? But I get them to come up front, and I love doing with the, you know, the water and the inserts and the macros and that, you know, rotation thing. Oh, my goodness. And the people feel the difference. And, wow, you know, that's, I think, what I did with Wanda. Maybe not right away, but eventually we got down that road, and the people just love it. And this past Monday night, we had people up front, and they were seeing results, and Wanda had people there. She had two people buy products from her and get excited about it. And Millie, who's on the line, was there, and Millie had the people there, and boy, they got excited about it and these demos, and everybody's talking and having a good time and,
well,
networking.
Yeah, you know, and I think what you're keying in on here, Elaine, is that when so often in life, we feel not persecuted, that's too strong of a word, but we feel like literally suppressed, that we're not supposed to enjoy life and not supposed to have fun. And so when somebody asks that question, we feel like, okay, what do I have to do to have fun? And so we get a little apprehensive because we don't want to do the wrong thing, or we don't want to say the wrong thing, or Lord forbid, if we stand up as a volunteer, what are they going to ask me to do, and is this going to hurt, or am I going to get embarrassed? But when what you're talking about with what Brody did and the way we, you know, demonstrate and have fun, and I get accused of this all the time. We had a friend of ours that I'd never met. My wife had met him months ago, and he came over, and he was here for 4 hours yesterday. And the bulk of that time, we just spent having fun. And I gave him a 30-second rollout because it was just, we'd already placed his order. And I said, look, we don't have time to do this, but let me show you how to, I'm going to show in 30 seconds what I normally do for 20 minutes. And he looked at me after we were done. He's like, you didn't really talk about a sleep system. We need to explore more of this because what would it cost me for this size? You know, they just are really getting excited. And I said, look at Riley, I've taken way too much of your time. We've had too much fun here, and we had such great questions and on and on and on. And I can't think, but I want to go back to Wanda, something you said about getting all in. What was that for you? Was it the sleep system, the water, the air? What did you do to say, jump on board, I'm all in?
Let me take a moment. I think a lot of it's my personality.
Okay.
When I do something, I do it all the way. I don't do it part way. And I was excited about helping people, and that's the reason I went all in.
Okay. So I'm just taking a guess here. You invested in the Nature Rest sleep system.
I haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't even yet? Wow. Okay.
I tried it. Actually, Elaine went on vacation, and she let me borrow one of her systems. She had an extra one, and it was wonderful.
Okay.
So I will be investing in it. Actually, I have a $400 credit coming because of that.
So you're letting Niken pay for part of your sleep system. I
sure
like.
Am.
Okay. You took it.
So I'm going to do that. Yeah. And it's just been amazing. It truly has. And I am enjoying the challenge also of helping people.
I want to go back to something you just said. You said you have $400 credit. And for those of us who don't understand, I hesitate to even bring this up because I feel like I'm beating a dead horse and I have been for the last 6.5 months. What Wanda just mentioned is the Niken 2 for the Win auto ship promotion. And Wanda introduced 5. She didn't know that she just needed to introduce 4, but she introduced 5 people in the same month that jumped on board with her. They all made a commitment to jump on auto ship, which is 100 points a month. Usually it's about $100 worth. And as a result of that, she earned a $400 credit on her Niken account. So she has $400 of Niken that they're going to say, look, you pick $400 with any product you want, and we're going to, you know, contribute that much. And it's an ongoing thing. The reason why I bring it up that's so imperative is during the next 9 days of this calendar month, we can take advantage of that for new people. They can earn that price every 6 months. They will earn $200 worth of Niken products in Niken. And if I've confused you, I'm sorry because I'm throwing out a lot of information really quickly. But check it out. It's for real. There are people that have earned well over $1,000 in free product. And right now, in the network marketing industry, it seems like every company, whether it's Tupperware or makeup or jewelry or whatever, you host an in-home party or you attend one and you get a few friends to go with you, and you get free product. That seems to be the driving force in the industry right now, which is fantastic. But what we've discovered is utilizing this, and we can turn around and either sell the product or use it for ourselves and enjoy the benefit. I mean, if you're going to invest in your future, why not let somebody else pay for it? And I know, Wanda, that's what you're going to do.
Well, that isn't the reason I did it. It was a perk that I was unaware of, frankly. So it's just who you are and how you promote the product. And I was fortunate that my friends believed in me and what I was saying, and they came on board.
Okay. And I find it fascinating that you've experienced the Nature Rest sleep system. And have you had the opportunity to experience a rollout yet?
What?
A rollout.
The mat creator down your back that I showed you.
Oh, sure. Elaine, you know, this is another thing Elaine did. After I was at that meeting, she didn't let it lay. I mean, I got a call the next day. She visited me the next week a couple of times till I thought, oh, what am I getting into? But she was so good. She was so good that she educated me early on, so each time she came, I understood a little better. You know, you just can't understand it all immediately.
Well,
I'm still learning.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the things
I have a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you understand this as a teacher. What age did you teach?
Well, I taught K through 12. I was a music instructor.
Okay. So you understand the fact that exists in the educational system that a 12-year-old, on average, can only absorb and comprehend 10 new words or concepts a day. So as an 83-year-old, I think you can take a pass and say, you know, you're throwing all these terms at me, and magnetics and far infrared, negative ions and mm-hmm. Japanese wellness and, you know, kinko this and kinko that, and good grief, what is all this stuff? That we can only process so much.
Right. It takes a time to absorb it all, and I'm still learning, as I said.
Well,
but I'm still excited.
Yeah, well, of course you are, and you've had a tangible experience. I want to finish the call and talk a little bit more about you overcoming specifically what you dealt with your own physical challenges, because when I look at the five pillars of health, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society, in that order, keeping them true to the order of what, you know, the founder of the company, Mr. Isamu Matsuda, established it, that's really, they need to be kept in that order for a reason, so that we can keep things, you know, proper. With you, it sounds like your mind was kind of already in the right spot, having, you know, this aggressive, let's enjoy life, have some fun. So your mind is in the right place. However, you're still dealing with something physically. Did you really think that the Nikan Solutions would deliver what you'd heard about?
Only because of Suzanne's experiences. I was prepared to accept it, I guess, because of seeing her and the improvement in her health.
Okay. And overnight, couple days, a week, how long?
It was actually a couple days.
Okay.
Where I felt the improvement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you had mentioned with...
You know, when you become accustomed to it and you think, oh, this isn't helping me, but once you take it away, you're back to where you started.
And that's exactly why I'm going to send you a $20 check in the mail. That's the comment I was hoping for right there. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll take it.
Well, you had mentioned that you got to use the Nature Rest Sleep System, and it was wonderful. I think that's the exact word you used.
Yes, it really was. I slept soundly. Didn't want to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. No, and that's usually what tends to happen, even when somebody like my new friend Riley yesterday just lays down on it for a couple minutes, and he said, wow, and I could see the lights going on. And here's a young guy who's 21, so he's one quarter of your age, Wanda, and he could feel it that quickly. So.
Well, I'm blessed, too.
Well, and Elaine, I want to ask you this question. You've been with Nikan for a while. You've seen a lot. I know you're excited about what, you know, Wanda has experienced and the people that she's been able to introduce to you guys and Suzanne, the whole nine yards. Is there one thing that you'd encourage people to check out? Or is it just continue, like you said, having fun doing demos and talking to people?
Well, I think what I really like to do is when I first meet people, I really listen to them. I sit down and I really take some time and ask them some questions and I listen to them. And I spend quality time with people. And I want to make a friend. And I'm in a new area. I've been out here 5 years now. And I need more friends in this area. And Wanda has, oh, what a great friend I have. And I have somebody to run with me now with Nikan, and I'm so excited. And yesterday we were at the country club, you know, with one of our new distributors, and the event on Monday night, this past Monday, was at the country club, and she was introducing me to all these wonderful people. But it's the patience, I think, that it takes in the beginning to just become a friend with these people. We're not going to sell people right away. We have to take time. And I always say to people when I talk to them at my events, you know, I tell them, I say, you know, I really want to help people. I want to help you. This changed my mom's life, and I have to share what these products do and the quality of life that it gave my mom, and it gives so many people. And I know what I have. I know what these products can do. And I don't know how much better you're going to get in these five pillars of health, but I do know one thing. You are going to get better. It might only be 10 or 20%, but what if it's 30 or 40 or 50%? I said, you're just going to get better. You just have to be patient. And, you know, what if it's 5% a month? Wow, that's not much, but what can that add up to?
Well, and it sounds like from what both you and Wanda have shared that somebody like Suzanne, who was the connector, the one suffering from literally the debilitating side effects or impact from something like MS, which is huge. And Elaine or Wanda, either one of you, if you had to put a percentage on how much Suzanne's life has been impacted, what percentage would you say she's improved?
I would say 75%. I was thinking,
Elaine. Yeah, I was thinking 80-85%.
Oh, well, we were close.
Well, what an improvement in this lady. And this weekend, she is back in my hometown, which is 5 hours away with her husband.
They're listening in on this.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can throw it out here, taking just a stab in the dark. Maybe Suzanne can join us on a future call and share her story because...
you want to hear her story.
Well, I do, because there's people like Beverly Dolan on the line right now who has been around Neekin for about, if I remember correctly, about 2 years, but was introduced to her 3 years ago, but it took her, as you both you eloquently shared, it takes time for us to understand and maybe absorb and think, oh, man, this is a possibility. And I understand that. It took me a couple months after seeing what happened with my parents and my grandmother because I thought, oh, come on, magnets? This is, oh, dude, come on, this is just too quirky, it's too whatever. But you can't argue with the law of physics. You know, just like gravity, it's there, it's real, it works, and when we're not exposed to it, and I'm not going to get into the technical aspect, I really want to thank both of you ladies because so many things that you've shared, and I think the biggest one is that regardless of our age, whether you're a 21-year-old like my friend Riley that I spent time with yesterday or you're in your 80s in those golden years and you're not willing to slow down and just, you know, take up residence into a home or whatever, and I'm not speaking anything against that, but there's so much to enjoy in life. And it sounds like what you're saying, Wanda, is the Neekin solutions allow you to do that and do it a whole lot more effectively. And you're just having a ton of fun.
Yeah, I really am. I love a challenge anyway.
So, Wanda, thank you so much. Elaine, thank you so much for sharing. And
thank you, Vance, for all of your support.
Hey, no. This has been my pleasure. And if you got on the call late, Wanda Marks, 83 years young, from Pennsylvania, and Elaine Matthews, also on the line is her upline coach, mentor, or just teammate running this race of this game of life, having fun with Neekin. They both have been our guests today. And if you have somebody, you know somebody that you think, oh, man, I wish they could have heard what was just shared, www.saturdayamlive.com. is the website. So www.saturdayamlive.com and give our good friend Steve Quillfoot a couple hours or a day, depending on his schedule, to get it posted. There's a little bit of tweaking and editing that takes place. But just scroll down, look for either Wanda Marks and Elaine Matthews or just Wanda Marks in bold red print. Click right there and it'll start playing back. And, of course, you have to endure the goofball host who gets carried away on different tangents, but just ignore what he says and just listen to the meat of the message, which was delivered so eloquently by Wanda and Elaine. So on that note, I'm going to sign off. Thank you again, ladies. Thank you, those of you who listened.
Vance?
Yes.
And thank you, Vance.
Can I say one thing? I want to thank you so much, Vance, for what you do every Saturday morning for years and years and years. You get up at 7 a.m., you know, and you do this, and month, week after week, and month after month, as long as I can remember, you've been doing this, and congratulations to you and what you are doing for NECAN. And Wanda, it is such a pleasure working with you, and, you know, and just running with you, and meeting your friends, and just being with you. You're a lovely lady. She's a lady of integrity, and I just enjoy so much being with her. And about Suzanne, it, July 13th will be a year that I met her. And I would think, Vance, it would be a good idea if you could get her on somewhere close to that time period and hear what has happened in her life in the last year.
Well, I'll tell you, let's just throw it out here. Would you say July 13th?
Yes, July 13th.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking at my calendar. I didn't bring that book. Let's just go ahead and plan on it. That would be, I just booked somebody for the 5th of July, so that would be a week later. You connect the scissors and we'll make it happen. I'm good.
July 12th. Okay, July 12th.
And if it works, we'll just plan on it.
We'll see what our schedule is, okay?
Okay. Hey, I am all there, and so we'll plan on it. So now everybody listening, you've got a heads up that we should have a real wing dinger for a story on July 12th. And Elaine, again, Wanda, you ladies have been fantastic. And, you know, just a little caveat and a little shout-out. When it comes to the word commitment, Elaine, you mentioned this, you're getting up every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. For the last 4 years, we've got this little cute bundle of joy that we imported from Ethiopia. And she's an early riser. She, during the warmer months, she spends the morning with the cat out on the porch, and she comes in with her blanket, usually about 6:45, and she tells me that she slept on the porch. Now, she doesn't sleep on the porch. She gets up about 6, she wanders outside and hangs out with the cat, and then she comes in after about 20-30 minutes and says, Daddy, I slept with Cairo. And I know she didn't sleep with Cairo, but it's the funniest thing. And so I really don't have a choice, and I absolutely love doing this. And so I'll encourage those of you who are listening, if you know somebody who's got a great story to tell that you think would be a great addition to the Saturday AM lineup, please contact me via email, text, whatever. Get a hold of me, and as I've done in the past, our email address is vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@gmail.com. Call me. Area code 503-695-5683. Pop me a text or call me on my cell, 503-348-0749. So there you have it. Multiple ways to get a hold of me. And you can do the Facebook thing, but I'll tell you right up front, I'm only on Facebook a couple times a month. I know I should be on it every single day, perusing what everybody else is doing in their life, but I just don't have time to keep up with the stuff in my own life to digest everything that's happening in other people's lives, to sit there, you know, every hour and check in and post, you know, oh, I feel like I need to go to the restroom right now. I'm going to the restroom. Anybody want to join me? Oh, sorry. Anyways, that's my perception on social media, although it's all good. So anyways, I'll stop while I'm ahead. Have a great first official day of summer, everyone. We will reconvene next week. I have a special guest line up, and I'll keep that as a surprise. You're going to like this one. And what else did I want to tell you? Well, I started to talk about commitment. That was it. 50 years my parents have been married, Denny and Cheryl Rogers, and we're taking them out for a golden year, golden anniversary celebration breakfast this morning, the three sons and the three daughter-in-laws. And I think that's where I get my commitment to come every Saturday morning. That's part of where I get my commitment. So, Wanda and Elaine, thank you. This is a little bit longer of my wrapping up. But have a great weekend, everybody. And if you want to stick around for announcements, just hang tight, and I'll be right back. So, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy anniversary.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.